So in the morning skate, you get a chance to make your Jet debut again.
Yeah.
What's it like for you here today?
Excited. Good skate this morning. And looking forward to rejoining these guys and being out there in the trenches with them today. So, you know, just try to play my game, try to bring some energy to the bench and in the room here and do whatever I can to help us get a win.
What's it been like to be back with this group? I know you've taken some warm-ups and you've been around leading into game time, but you know, for you to be out there now full force and ready to go.
It's been a lot of fun, you know, a lot of joy in this room. You know, there's a lot of energy. It's a real good group in terms of, you know, friendship, kind of that family feeling in here, that close, tight-knit group. And, you know, I'm happy to be here. Hope, you know, and I want to do my best tonight to give a little bit to the team, you know, in a game.
Matt, did you wonder, I mean, I don't know what discussions you had would have had with coaches before, yeah, but did you wonder if or when or at this?
Yeah, you know, you never know. Things are going pretty well for our team right now. I didn't put any expectations on it, I guess, the best way to answer your question. Wanted to show up, work hard, be myself, be the guy that everyone expects me to be in here every day. And, you know, if you get to play, you get to play. If you don't, you know, you're still helping the team in other ways, in other categories.
Special room when you came right after the deal. You told us that it was a, I mean, obviously it's a weird set of circumstances, I guess, to be dealt right back to the team. But
yeah,
feel pretty comfortable walking right in.
Well, you do. You feel comfortable knowing everyone for the most part. But you know, I think the way they welcomed me is, you know, the best feeling that a player can have, especially a guy getting a little long in the tooth like myself. So to come in here and to open arms and, you know, a lot of hugs and a lot of jokes and jabs, and, you know, it's a good feeling. It's a special team.
Did you notice anything different about it, or does it feel very much the same to the team you left?
Pretty much the same. You know, it really is. I think expectations are a little higher, you know, for the team and for each individual. I think each guy in here has higher expectations for themselves now too, so that's a little bit different. But at the same time, if you're a team competing, those are the attributes that you want in an individual. So happy to get my opportunity tonight.
At this time last year, Matt, you were so critical to this team because there were so many guys that didn't know what postseason was like.
Right.
This group has a sense now what it's like. Do you feel now that's a little bit not a confidence, but just at least an awareness of what's ahead?
Yeah, I do. No one in here is really flying in blind, for the most part in our group. Guys have a feeling for playoff hockey. But at the same time, it doesn't give you a whole lot, you know, because every game's so important and every day is so important. I think learning the grind of it is probably what you should value the most. The way you need to take care of yourself and prepare and what you do away from the rink is so important, because when it comes down to the games, it's, you know, two teams that are battling. It doesn't matter how much, you know, playoff experience one team has compared to another, in my opinion.
You talked about long in the tooth. I mean, is it a situation where a game in mid-March in Anaheim or LA and Anaheim might not mean as much, and yet now these are moments that you kind of cherish as a pro?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime you get to put on an NHL jersey is, you know, you should be very, very happy and grateful for the opportunity.
You were with Brossoit in Edmonton, weren't you?
Correct, yep.
What's it been like to be able to see the success that he has had this year from start to finish?
Well, you know what, LB is a very strong character guy. When he was getting called up from Bakersfield and Oklahoma City, I think, was where they were previous. You know, he came in with that work ethic. He was quiet, but he came to work every day. He had you know, business. He had that business kind of swagger to him, and things haven't gone that well there. You know, and he was part of that. But to have him come into this team and his kind of all the work that he's put in over the years has taken over in his play. You know, for me, it puts a big smile on my face. Happy for him.